All right. It's medication time. It's time for another Dr. Varga podcast. My name is Dr. Varga. In this episode, I'm going to be talking about everything in news and sports and everything else. Firstly, thank you to all the listeners at home. We reached 10,000 plays, finally, on the podcast. It happened in less than a year, which we're very happy about, considering we have no advertising, no marketing, no nothing. So, yeah, all the best. Okay, now let's get into the news first. Trump warns Assad. White House says Syria potentially prepping another chemical attack. So, in other words, we're just going to bomb the crap out of them if they do that. That's pretty good. I like how he's taking on these fascist, radical leaders. It's one of the few things Trump is doing well. And that is the truth. Alright. Tanker captain USS Fitzgerald ignored signals. So that's the latest update there. Judge blocked deportation more than 1,400 Iraqis. Come on, man. Let's see, your teacher 24 accused of sex in two counties with her 17-year-old boy student. Come on, man. Somebody's freaks in the teaching profession, man. I'm in that profession, and seriously, what is going on, man? What kind of world is this? Come on, man. They had chilling confessions of two teenage killers believed to be Britain's youngest double murderers have been revealed after a judge allowed the pair to be identified last week. Kim Edwards, 15, and her 15-year-old boyfriend, Lucas Markham, were charged with the murders of Elizabeth and Katie Edwards, Katie's mother and sister, as they slept in her home in Lincolnshire in April 2016. They hatched a plan after her mother tried to break them up. The teens, both 14 at the time, had sex after the killings and shared a bath before watching the Twilight movies. The teen said the reasons behind the killing were her mother favored her sister more than her. And the new documentary about it is going to be released called Murdered by My Daughter. It features exclusive access to the confession by Markham. She confessed in a calm, undramatic voice, saying, "I went into her mom's room and stabbed her in the neck while she was asleep on her side and smothered her face with a pillow. After I knew she had gone, I went into Katie's room, which is the same room as Kim's, and I thought I stabbed her, but I'm not 100% sure. It was like on her mattress and then smothered her face with a pillow, too. Markham admits killing Elizabeth, and he killed Katie because he thought she would call the police. Authorities in Lincolnshire have said newly released information will undoubtedly focus attention on the horrific case again. The murders are horrific and brutal, and the whole country were shocked that the two juveniles that were only 14 carried out the act, the lead detective said. And then it was even more shocking when her own daughter was responsible for plotting with her boyfriend to carry out the murders. They both got in prison for 20 years. It's just crazy, man. We've got a bunch of nutcases around in the world right now, man. Just saying. That is the truth. We had three journalists quit CNN and fall out from retracted Russia story. Oh, boy. Oh, yeah. Seattle's minimum wage hike hurting low-level workers, study says. Speaking of that, McDonald's is going to bring automated order machines now. So basically, robots are going to be taking your order. Yeah, that's what you guys get for jacking up the minimum wage. Costs go up. Shock as eviscerated great white shark washes up with liver surgically removed by killer whales. That's crazy. Let's see what else is going on. His health barrel is creating chaos. North Korea wants to make their own beach resort community. And they're going to make their own knockoff version of it. Let's see what else is going on. Let me check the sports. Oh, yeah, Russell Westbrook was named NBA MVP this season. And rightfully so. Set the record for triple-doubles. We're up to 10,073 plays, too, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for all for that. We've had over 722 plays this week and 468 plays in the last 24 hours on our channel. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Let's see here. John Wall's trying to get Paul George to push for Wizards trade. Draymond Green was the Defensive Player of the Year. Let's see what else is going on. Oh, yeah. Tom Brady was voted the NFL's best player. No shocker to anybody. Malcolm Brogdon was NBA Rookie of the Year. Mike D'Antoni, Coach of the Year. Which is shocking to me, considering how bad he was in Phoenix. Well, I mean, in the Lakers. Worse on the Lakers. And then Lou Williams won the Sixth Man of the Year award. Eric Gordon, sorry. He won the Sixth Man of the Year. Sorry. Thought it was Lou Williams earlier. Oh, but yeah, that's what's going on in the world. We had a busy weekend. Went to a housewarming party last night after the podcast. Our No You Didn't game went pretty good. Friday I went to Distill, which was fun. I went to a baseball game, 51's game on Thursday. Saturday I went to a house party, and then we went to see our friend's band play, so that was good. Overall, good times. Yeah, doctors finally getting some women attention too, which is good, finally. Took it long enough. Like, the drought is over. The drought. Man, the drought's worse than the one that was going on in California, man. I ain't even kidding, man. Yeah, then podcast on Sunday, we got Swins coming in again. That's going to be good. Got our new guest who's coming in for the first time, so that'll be good. We'll be rising and shining. Then on, let's see, Friday I'm going to a country concert, and Saturday I'm going to the Commonwealth. So I got a busy weekend ahead of me. So yeah, peace out, peeps. Have a good one. Kings Are Crowns podcast, according to Sunday, myself, Sir William, Kentucky Colonel, and various guests and associates. Peace out, peeps. Have a good one.